Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A split in the second largest denomination in the world over the homosexual issue is evidence that we're living in the last days. That's the headline. David James, Bible in Hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, what do you think will be the ultimate result of all of this for the United Methodist Church and for the new, more conservative denomination if this split does actually take place?
One reason this issue is important is just the sheer size of the United Methodist denomination, with some 7 million members in the United States and 12 million worldwide, making it the second largest Protestant church after the Southern Baptist Convention. On January 3rd, the denomination's leadership announced plans to split the church over what were called fundamental differences over the homosexual issue, as you noted. And this all involves a process that's been going on for some time, and it isn't over yet. It won't be until there is a vote at the annual convention in May that this will be settled. But what happened a couple of weeks ago is another major step. And the split would result in the formation of a new denomination for those United Methodist churches holding to the traditional, and we would say the biblical view of marriage is only between a man and a woman. While the moral trend of society continues downward as we move deeper into the last days, and we talk about this every week, there could be temporary swings of the pendulum back toward biblical values, at least in some places and to some degree. But biblically, I think both you and I agree that we don't see a widespread revival taking place on a global scale. But the fact is, Jimmy, the gospel is still the power of God unto salvation, as Paul wrote in Romans 1. And then later in Romans 10, Paul wrote that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This was true 2,000 years ago, and it remains true today.
David James, with his Bible in hand, explaining the account of a split in the world's second largest denomination over the issue of homosexuality. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Dave's report supports the headline that we are living in the last days. The Apostle Paul wrote in the Pastoral Epistles, 2 Timothy chapter 3, that in the last days mankind will live in a day without natural affection. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 3, and that actually means homosexuality will be rampant in those days. Also, Paul said, they'll have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. Paul's word to the pastors then, from such turn away. This major denominational split, in fact, is tangible evidence of where this world is today, just prior to the rapture. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...